Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of crutches? You know, those heavy things from past hurts that just keep weighing you down. Well, you're not alone. We all experience anger, resentment, and the urge to hold on to those little, sometimes big injustices. But guess what? Holding onto grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It ultimately harms us more than anyone else. That's why today on Calm Over Chaos, we're diving into the power of forgiveness, how to actually practice it, let go of those burdens, and finally feel lighter. Now, I know what you're thinking. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning what happened. It's not about saying what someone did was okay or forgetting about it. It's about choosing to release the negative emotions tied to the experience so you can move forward. Think of it like this. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on your journey towards forgiveness. First, acknowledge your feelings. Don't try to suppress them or pretend they don't exist. Allow yourself to feel the anger, hurt, and resentment. Bottling it up only makes things worse. Journaling, talking to a trusted friend, or even just acknowledging those emotions to yourself can be a great start. Second, understand that forgiveness is a process, not an event. It's rarely a light switch moment. Be patient with yourself. Some days will be easier than others. There might be times when you feel like you're taking 2 steps forward and 1 step back. That's okay. Just keep practicing and remembering your goal. To release those heavy emotions. Third, try to see things from the other person's perspective. This doesn't mean justifying their actions, it means trying to understand their motivations. Everyone has a story, even people who make mistakes. By considering their point of view, you might gain some clarity and empathy. It doesn't excuse what happened, but it can help soften your anger. Fourth, focus on the benefits of forgiveness. Imagine the weight lifting from your shoulders. Imagine feeling lighter, freer, happier. Think about how much energy you'll have to invest in positive things instead of dwelling on the past. Forgiveness isn't about them, it's about reclaiming your peace and well-being. And finally, practice gratitude. This might sound counterintuitive, but focusing on what you do can help shift your perspective. Be grateful for the good things in your life, people who love you, and the opportunities that lie ahead. This positive energy can make it easier to let go of negativity. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah stuck in traffic after work. She gets cut off by another driver, sending a wave of anger through her. It's like she's instantly transported back to a time when someone else did something hurtful, and the anger from that past experience flares up again. Sarah spends the rest of the evening fuming, replaying the incident in her mind and feeling resentful towards the driver who cut her off. Sound familiar? But what if Sarah practiced forgiveness instead? She could acknowledge her anger, understand that traffic can be frustrating for everyone, and choose to let go of the resentment. She could even focus on being grateful for the fact that she's safe and sound, despite the inconvenience. By practicing forgiveness in this small moment, Sarah reclaims her peace and prevents those past hurts from hijacking her present happiness. It's a powerful reminder that forgiveness isn't just about the other person, it's about setting ourselves free. So, remember, my friends, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's not easy, but the rewards are immense. It's about choosing peace over anger, freedom over resentment, and ultimately, happiness over holding on to hurt. Are you ready to start your journey towards forgiveness? Take a moment right now to think about something that's weighing you down. Perhaps it's an old argument with a friend, a disappointment from the past, or even just a lingering feeling of frustration. I want you to take those feelings and visualize them like a heavy ball tied to your ankle. How does that weight feel? What stops you from moving freely? Now imagine yourself gently releasing that ball, letting go of its grip. Feel the lightness as it floats away. That's what forgiveness can do for you. It allows you to shed those burdens and move forward with renewed energy and clarity. And don't forget to share your thoughts. What are some small steps you can take today to practice forgiveness? Let me know in the comments on our website or on social media. Let's build a community of support and empowerment together. Until tomorrow, remember, peace starts within.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes.
If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.